Good morning, church. What a great joy it is to welcome each and every one of you as we come together this day on kind of a cool, crisp, rainy morning. But indeed, we are celebrating the gifts and the blessings from Almighty God. And might we experience them today in unique and different ways. And we pray that God touches our hearts, our minds, and our spirits. And as we worship together today, may the peace of Christ be with you. And let us rise and pass the peace of Christ to our neighbors.
Good morning, church. I offer a warm welcome to all in attendance this morning, and especially our visitors. We have a welcome packet of information for visitors. If you would like more information on the church, you can see one of the ushers this morning, or you can get your own packet in the narthex straight out the doors on the Shepherd's Crook. I would like to ask that you sign the red registration or the registration sheets in the red folders, pass the folder to others in your pew, and then bring it back to the center aisle. Also, if you have a prayer request this morning, there are 3x5 index cards in those red holders. Please complete them and put them at the end of your pew in the clear holder, and the ushers will bring them to Reverend Lake. We do have a few announcements. Our first one is with regard to our craft show. Alice has asked me to tell you all that we need volunteers, mainly to run the elevator for the craft show on Friday, November 6th in the evening. That time will be from 5 to 8 p.m. That's to help the crafters get in and out. And also on Saturday, November 7th, all day from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Any time would be appreciated. There's no expectation. So if you could give 30 minutes, 3 hours, whatever is best for you, please contact Alice. And our music minister, Diane, has an announcement.
It has been about 6 or 7 years since we've had a pictorial directory here at the church. And the last time we had one, there were a lot of people who didn't have their pictures in it. And the witness committee kind of felt that maybe one reason was that people didn't want to come in the middle of the week and then have to sit through a presentation while they wanted to find out if you wanted to get all those family pictures, you know, that $200-$300 package. Everybody just kind of said, I don't want to get pressured for that. So we're going to try something a little bit different. During Advent, we usually have a more full church, what with people coming, family and friends coming in from out of town as well. So what we're going to do is every Sunday in Advent, starting the Sunday of Thanksgiving weekend, we are going to have some photographers here at the church after each service to take pictures, family pictures. And it'll be fast, like hopefully one and done, unless you blink. You know, we're hopefully get everybody's eyes open. Here in the sanctuary, probably up by the altar where we'll have some poinsettias up there. And we'll take a quick picture of your family, make sure we have the information, and then you're out of here. I will have a sign-up sheet as it gets a little bit closer to time. But I would like you to really consider the dates when you're going to have the most family here. And you don't have to worry about getting all dressed up in the middle of the week. Most of you are already, you know, dressed up when you come to church, and that's perfectly fine for the pictures. Now, we're going to print it in-house, or we're going to do it all ourselves. That means there's going to be a printing cost. The pictorial directories we've had before are free when you pick them up because they're subsidized from all those packages you have to buy. So there will be a small charge to cover the printing costs for the directories, but we hope to get as close to 100% participation in this as possible. So please keep that in mind. There's more information in the newsletter that will be coming out. Secondly, since it is almost Halloween, it's time to be thinking about the Advent wreath. And there'll be a sign-up sheet next week in the narthex, and if you are interested in doing one of the readings or lighting the candles, one of those Sundays of Advent up through Christmas Eve, please be prepared to put your name on it your family, friends, whatever you consider is fine. Thank you.
Thank you, Diane. We do have several more announcements. I would like to highlight just two of them. If you do have a college student away from the church, please contact the Outreach Committee. It's that time of the year that finals are approaching, and we always like to send our college students a little care package, some pick-me-ups, to let them know that their church family is thinking about them. So the information is in the bulletin with regard to phone numbers that you need to contact. And also a reminder, we are still in need of a nursery coordinator. Our current nursery coordinators, Ed and Teresa, are retiring at the end of the year. They have done a fantastic job, and we are looking for someone to take over that ministry. And if you do find it in your heart to coordinate the calendar for nursery, please contact Eric Platt. Also, information in the bulletin. And I would finally remind you to check the bulletin for meetings, events in the life of our church. I would now ask that you rise and follow along in your bulletin under the heading of Call to Worship, reciting your response to my prompt. Come and bless the Lord. Christ hears our every cry. Take heart, have faith, for Christ has called us here. Please remain standing and join me in our opening prayer as printed in your bulletin. Jesus, Son of David, hear us as we call to you this day. Speak to us in this holy time. Enter our lives and heal our hearts, that we may hear your truth and trust in your grace. Claim us as your own, that we may go forth in the wholeness of faith. Amen. Please be seated.
As we share in the sacrament of baptism this morning, I would invite you to turn in your hymnals to the very front, to page number 39, and invite the family to come up at this time. Sleep. No. Brothers and sisters in Christ, through the sacrament of holy baptism, we are initiated into Christ's holy church. We are given new birth through water and the Spirit. And all of this is God's gift offered to us without price. And so on behalf of the whole congregation, I ask you, do you renounce the spiritual forces of wickedness, reject the evil powers of this world, and repent of your sin? If so, answer, I do. And do you accept the freedom and power God gives you to resist evil, injustice, and oppression in whatever forms they present themselves? If so, answer, I do. And do you confess Jesus Christ as your Savior, put your whole trust in His grace, and promise to serve Him as your Lord in union with the church which Christ has opened to people of all ages, nations, and races? If so, answer, I do. And will you nurture this child in Christ's holy church, that by your teaching and example, he may be guided to accept God's grace for himself, to profess his faith openly, and to lead a Christian life? If so, answer, I will. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Eternal God, when nothing existed but chaos, you swept across the dark waters and brought forth light. In the days of Noah, you saved those in the ark through water. And after the flood, you set in the clouds a rainbow. When you saw your people as slaves in Egypt, you led them to freedom through the sea. Their children you brought through the Jordan to the land which you promised. Sing to the Lord all the earth. Tell of the Lord's mercy each day. In the fullness of time you sent Jesus, nurtured in the water of a womb. He was baptized by John and anointed by your Spirit. He called his disciples to share in the baptism of his death and resurrection, and to make disciples of all nations. Declare his works to the nations, his glory among all the peoples. Pour out your Holy Spirit to bless this gift of water and the child who receives it, to wash away their sin, to clothe them in righteousness throughout their lives, that dying and being raised with Christ, they may share in his final victory. All praise to you, Eternal Father, through your Son, Jesus Christ, who with you and the Holy Spirit lives and reigns forever. Amen.
Hey, buddy. I noticed he grabbed a handful of hair earlier. I won't have that problem. What name is given to this child?
Liam.
Hey, Liam. Liam, I baptize you in the name of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Holy Spirit work within you, that having been born through water and the Spirit, you may ever be a faithful disciple of Jesus Christ. Amen. Is this two-piece?
Yeah.
We'll straighten it out here and take them for a little walk.
Welcome the child for me.
invite you to turn in our worship folders now for the concluding paragraph. Members of the household of God, I commend this child to your love and your care. Do all in your power to increase his faith, confirm his hope, and perfect him in love. We give thanks for all that God has already given you, and we welcome you in Christian love as members together with you in the body of Christ and in this congregation of the United Methodist Church. We renew our covenant faithfully to participate in the ministries of the church by our prayers, our presence, our gifts, our service, and our witness, that in everything God may be glorified through Jesus Christ. And now may the God of all grace, who has called us to eternal glory in Christ, establish you and strengthen you by the power of the Holy Spirit, that you may live in grace and peace. Amen. Have you been raking leaves and playing in them? No? Yes? Leaves would be a little wet right now, wouldn't they? And do you know what your trick-or-treating costumes are going to be? What are you going to be? A vampire? Not sure? Alice from Alice in Wonderland. A Texas cowgirl. I'm not sure yet. Maybe I'll go as Barney. What's she going to go? Rapunzel.
That wouldn't work for me. My hair's not long enough. Yeah, you've got pretty longer hair than me. Yeah. So, have you ever had to cry out for help? Help me! Help! Maybe you needed help tying a shoe. Did you have to have help tying your shoe? I didn't need help tying mine this morning. I don't have any shoelaces. Mine slip on. All right. Maybe you need help if your hand gets caught somewhere. No, never had that happen? Okay. I know my brother-in-law, they had to have help. Their cat has seizures. And the head got stuck in the slats of the steps, and they had to take the steps apart to get the cat out. Go, well, how did his head get in there? But they got it out. So the cat couldn't cry, but I'll bet it was going, meow, meow, and wanted. Our cat was doing that at 6 o'clock this morning. She wanted out. But there's a man in the Bible named Bartimaeus, and he needed help. Guess what he needed help with? Close your eyes. That was him. He couldn't see. He needed help seeing. And so Jesus, you can open him now. Jesus is walking along, and he knows he's coming, and he yells out, Jesus, Son of David, help me. Have mercy on me. And you know what Jesus did? Think he kept walking? No, Jesus stopped. And he healed the man immediately. And then the man started celebrating and walking along with the crowd of people with Jesus. So anytime we cry out to Jesus, he will hear us and help us. That's the good news for today. Let's pray. Lord God, for these boys and girls, we are grateful. Continue to bless them. Continue to bless their moms and dads, their caregivers, grandmas and grandpas, everyone that helps them. Oh God, may we always be faithful to you. For it's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. All right, you are collecting today with buckets to help with flood buckets for people that are going to be cleaning up their homes after these floods.
Thank you, Diane and Choir, for that beautiful anthem. Please turn now to your red hymnal. Our responsive reading is found on page 769. Please follow along, reciting your response to my prompt of Psalm 34. I will bless the Lord at all times. God's praise shall continually be in my mouth. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt God's name together. Look to God and be radiant, so your faces shall never be ashamed. The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear God and delivers them. O fear the Lord, you his holy ones, for those who fear God have no want.
You and I suffer want and hunger, but those who fear the Lord have no waiting.
Come, O children, listen to me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. Keep your tongue from evil and your lips from speaking deceit. The eyes of the Lord are on the righteous. The ears of the Lord hear their cry. When the righteous cry for help, the Lord hears and delivers them out of all their troubles. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers them. Evil shall slay the wicked, and those who hate the righteous will be condemned. Here ends the reading of Psalm 34. And I would now ask our ushers to come forward for the presentation of God's tithes and our offering. Creator God, and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, we praise you. You graciously give us faith. You assure us that the risen Christ prays for us as we approach you in his name. May all who follow Christ as disciples be renewed by your word and spirit. Let this offering and our lives contribute to your will being done through the ministry and mission of this church. All of this we ask by the power of the Spirit, through Jesus Christ, our High Priest. Amen.
Please be seated. What a wonderful privilege and opportunity it is to pray for brothers and sisters and situations in need around the world. If you turn on the back of our worship folder, there is our prayer list this morning, some additions and corrections. Bill and Larry are home from the hospital, but as they continue to recoup, I'm sure that they will covet your prayers as well. Two other additional ones here. You'll see Elaine is listed in Transitions Healthcare. She went in, just a couple days ago, right, Bill? Where she's getting some therapy and pain management for her back. Today is her 82nd birthday. You having a party? Little one. Cake and ice cream and coffee? Okay. And what time? 5 o'clock. Okay. In her room. In the side room. Okay. So if you have a hankering for dessert, go over there at 5 o'clock. I had some ice cream last night at a restaurant that was olive oil ice cream. I had to try it. It wasn't bad, but what the heck? Olive oil ice cream. Never heard of it before. It's at the train station in Greensburg, whatever that place is called. What's that? No, I don't know. It's the one behind the Methodist Church. The Supper Club, yes. It's all local food items. And it's one of the highest things they said. Nobody's ever sent it back. Olive oil ice cream. So, also, please pray for Paula, who will be having open heart surgery tomorrow. So we want to continue to remember her and her family as well. There's a multitude of individuals there that you see, from the rest of those individuals in personal care rehab facilities, those that we remember on an ongoing basis and the rotational basis, as well as the service personnel we are aware of as well. And I know that if you turn the news on, there are those that are experiencing flooding and those that have storms around, and, you know, the storms physically, emotionally, spiritually, as well as those storms from other individuals that are creating them in the lives of people. So let us remember these situations in our hearts, our minds, and our spirits as we sing together hymn number 454. Open my eyes that I may see.
Thank you.
Gracious and loving God, how good it is to be in your presence, to be in your home, to be welcomed and received with a sense of love and joy. You seek, O God, to offer to us a peace that passes our understanding. O God, we pray in these moments that we share together that we might experience your love, your grace, and your forgiveness. That you might indeed open our hearts, our minds, our spirits, and our eyes, not only to you, but to that mission and ministry that is to occur around us. O God, we pray that we would see the world as you see it, that we would see individuals as you see them. For we admit, O God, that our humanness gets in the way. Our humanness traps us into seeing the person before we actually see them. We see their differences. We see their, well, we just see that they're not like us. And for most of us, if not all of us, we have then preconceived ideas about who and what that person is and about. But you, O God, don't see any of those external characteristics. You see the heart. You see the heart, and you know what the true essence of that person is. O God, we pray that we might do likewise. As we live out our lives and as we go into the world. For indeed we know that there are hurts and needs that surround us every single day, and sometimes we see them, sometimes we don't. Most of the time, O God, we just keep right on living our lives, hoping or waiting for someone else to get involved, surely not us. But you call us, O God, to be servants and to reach out and to meet the needs of the one. We are mindful this day, O God, of the needs of the one as we look over our prayer list, as we are mindful of those that have been voiced this day. O God, we pray for your peace and for your healing. For your presence that surrounds them and enables them to know that they are not alone, that you indeed are there. We pray, O God, for the hurts and the needs as individuals, as groups, as people around the world. For you know them. And we pray that you will send us in the midst and that we might respond. O God, continue to bless and anoint us as individuals and as a church, that we might be faithful to the missions and ministries to which you call us, to where you have us to be involved. O God, we ask and pray in Christ's holy and precious name, as we share together in the prayer Christ has taught us.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
As we make preparations to hear the words of Scripture for us this day, if you are able, I would invite you to please stand. Hear these words that come to us from Mark's Gospel, the 10th chapter, beginning with verse 46. Jesus and his followers came to Jericho, and as he and his disciples and a large crowd were leaving Jericho, Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, a blind beggar, was sitting by the roadside. When he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to shout out and say, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." Now many sternly ordered him to be quiet. But he cried out even more loudly, "Son of David, have mercy on me." And Jesus stood still and said, "Call him here." And they called the blind man, saying to him, "Take heart, get up, he's calling you." And so throwing off his cloak, he sprang up and came to Jesus. And then Jesus said to him, "What do you want me to do for you?" The blind man said to him, "My teacher, let me see again." And Jesus said to him, "Go, your faith has made you well." And immediately he regained his sight and followed Jesus on the way. The word of God for the people of God. Please be seated. Let us pray. Gracious and loving God, for the words of Scripture, for their teaching and claim upon our daily lives and living, we are grateful. And now, O God, in these moments that we share together, we pray for a sense of peace and comfort and rest. O God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts, may they be pleasing and acceptable, O God, to you, our rock and our redeemer. For it's in Christ that we pray. Amen. When I was growing up and would come home from school, we would try to sneak in a few hours of TV because, well, there was to be no TV, especially after dinner on a school night when I was growing up. No TV Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. And so we tried to get in as much as possible before dinner. And I always remember some of my favorite shows were Gilligan's Island and Star Trek. Any other Trekkies here today? I see a couple of you, yes. Well, that original 1960 television series has led to at least 4 spin-off series and, who knows, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 feature films. The second feature film involves what many would call unthinkable. Mr. Spock dies. And the scene is touching. Captain James T. Kirk of the USS Enterprise and Spock are deep, close friends. And they're touching one another. Their hands are at least on either side of a piece of glass separation. And Spock is speaking and he says, "Don't grieve, Jim. It's logical. The needs of the many." Spock weakens and fails. But Kirk completes the sentence, "Outweigh the needs of the one." The needs of the many outweigh the needs of the one. Captain Kirk, who knows this with his head, had to be questioning it in his heart. Consider this morning's scripture. Jesus and his large gathering, a gathering of disciples and followers and probably just those who are curious. They're on the move. It's a climactic move, because if we jump ahead to the next scene, it's Palm Sunday in the beginning of Holy Week. So Jesus is on his movement from Jericho to Jerusalem, an incredible move to be sure. And as this crowd, the many, are journeying off on the side of this great parade, there's a lone voice that calls out, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." Do the needs of the many outweigh the needs of the one? Well, the crowd sees Bartimaeus for what he is, and an interruption of the flow of this parade from Jerusalem or to from Jericho to Jerusalem. And the scriptures even tell us that the crowd sternly told him to be quiet. Everyone at this point has bigger fish to fry. Their schedules are more important. Jesus has to go to Jerusalem for the crucifixion. The crowd must move on in its journey so that it can proclaim Jesus as the Messiah in that triumphal entry on Palm Sunday into the city. But Bartimaeus cries out even more again, "Son of David, have mercy on me." It's a cry of desperation. Bartimaeus may be thinking, this is never going to happen again. To be this close to this one called Jesus. It's my one and only chance, and I've got to grab it. And then Jesus does an amazing thing. He stops his parade. The parade is just going to have to hold still for a moment. And so Bartimaeus comes to Jesus, and Jesus says, "What do you want me to do for you?" The last Saturday night when I preached, the lectionary lesson had two of the disciples of Jesus coming to him and saying, "Hey, Jesus, will you do for us whatever we want?" Did you ever have someone come up to you and say, "Hey, will you promise me you'll do for me whatever I ask?" Oh, I've had people do that. "Oh, I'm not as dumb as I look. Tell me first what you want." "Oh, no, 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 no. Promise me you'll do something for me." "What do you want me to do, Bartimaeus?" "Oh, Jesus, I'd like to see again." "Oh, okay. Your faith has made you well." And the parade continues, and this healed Bartimaeus is a part of the group. You see, my friends, Jesus reminds us that the needs of the one sometimes outweigh the needs of the many. Let's call it the nuisance of mission. Here in the midst of all of our great plans and projects and programs of the church, the call of the one needs to interrupt it all. It begs for our attention. It deserves our time and energy and needs to be addressed. Today's story, there's two perspectives, that of Bartimaeus and that of Jesus. We probably frequently feel that we are insignificant, and yet in today's passage we realize that we are not insignificant individual sitting along the roadside as spectators in God's reign, God's rule. Our needs, our pain, whether it's economic, physical, emotional, spiritual, they are not unimportant to Almighty God, but rather they are the point of God's salvation and God's ministry. Whenever the church is doing its work and it's functioning as a well-oiled machine, there are going to be those individuals that cry out, "Jesus, please have mercy on me." And that's not a nuisance or an interruption. That's really the important ministry of the church. About the perspective of Jesus, the cries of the people in our world and in our churches, the call to mission and outreach and compassionate Christian ministry, are those interruptions to our schedules? Or rather, are they the essence of our schedules? How many times have you been in a place of business? You're a customer in need, and yet you're made to feel that you are an inconvenience to the clerks. I've got shelves to stock and floors to clean, accounts to manage, and you want me to deal with your problem? But then someone needs to remind the individuals that the customer is not a side part of the business, but the customer is the whole reason that the business is there in the first place. Making a difference, one need at a time, is an important part of how mission and ministry is done. You may have heard this story. It was from the original Chicken Soup for the Soul book. It's about a man walking along the beach. And he sees someone way off in a distance that's walking towards him. And every once in a while is bending down and going to the water. And he's curious about what's going on. And as they approach each other, he realizes that the one walking towards him is actually bending down, picking up starfish off the sand and hurling them back into the ocean. Well, there are starfish stranded on the shore all over the place. And the first man could only see the overwhelming hopelessness of the task. So many starfish stretching the length of the shore around the continent, how could this man possibly making a difference in such a great need? And the story ends with the man bending down, picking up a starfish and hurling it into the sea and saying, "I made a difference to that one." I was reminded of this story the other day, this week, when my younger brother and his wife are from Charleston, South Carolina, and they must be somewhere on a beach because they've been posting pictures and evidently people aren't with them. So they've drawn a picture of a face with their name and they set them on the shore in the sand and on the chairs beside them. But Jennifer showed a picture of a brown sand dollar lying on the edge of the sand just at the water's edge. And the live ones are still sandy brown. She says they're all over the place. And I've been picking them up one by one and throwing them back into the sea, one at a time, saving a life that's incredible and important, making a difference to that one. Yes, my friends, the needs of the one sometimes outweigh the needs of the many. Stopping the great prayed of pastoral, congregational, denominational, church ministry to address that need isn't a nuisance, isn't an interruption, it is ministry. It is, my friends, the point of it all. Let us pray. Gracious and loving God, for these words of wisdom from Christ our Lord, his teaching example today, we are indebted to you. May we be your faithful servants to that one. For it's in the holy and precious name of Christ our Lord that we pray. Amen. Let us stand now and sing our closing hymn, number 351, Pass Me Not, O Gentle Savior. Gracious and loving God, as we go out into the world, it is our hope and our prayer that you will not pass us by, and that we will not pass another by in need. May our lives, O God, represent you in all that we do and say. And may we go in the name of God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.